today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. By Allah's name we start. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special, a new episode of today's special on Sunday, 17th of Zilqa'dah, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Khordad, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. For today, we want to learn more about verse 11 of chapter Mujadala.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innama an-najwa minash shaitani liyahzuna alladhina amanu wa laysa bidarrihim shay'an illa bi'idhnillah wa 'ala Allahi falyatawakkalul mu'minun.
Private conversation is only from Satan, that he may grieve those who have believed. But he will not harm them at all, except by permission of Allah. And upon Allah, let the believers rely.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that if believers act upon the same, God Almighty will grant you spacious abode in paradise and better provision, sustenance, nobler heart in this world. It is worthy of note that many a delicacy of moral questions and social life of Muslims are treated in the Holy Quran, which is the constitutional law of Muslims, where such dedicate points are also mentioned amongst fundamental injunctions, such that Muslims bear in mind that following general rules is sufficient for them. Those who act upon such precepts will be rewarded by God Almighty in this world. And the continuation of today's special, we look at digital literacy and Islam. No industry will be left untouched by the wave of digital transformation that's taking place. Every day, tasks and communications will increasingly involve digital tools. Learning, whether workplace learning or full-time education, will increasingly harness digital tools. Intelligent machines, which could encompass robots, software, AIs, sensors, and who knows what else in the future, will increasingly become part of every workplace, from factories to law firms. In short, everyone's job will be changed to one degree or another. This means we all need to be confident working alongside digital tools and able to interact with technologies with ease. This, in a nutshell, is what we mean by digital literacy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. This is Ali, your host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on digital literacy and its importance and the challenges that we might face in this regard. Digital literacy goes beyond technical knowledge. It refers to the knowledge, skills, and perspectives that enable an individual to be safe, secure, and empowered in an increasingly digital world. It extends to an individual's digital activities, participation, interactions, socializing, searching, learning, and other online activities. Digital literacy is a growing part of new age skills, development, and features and UNICEF's framework, which seeks to prepare children and adults for school, work, and life. However, what constitutes digital literacy varies depending on the age, geography, local culture, and context. For instance, for the younger generation, it doesn't mean they are not supposed to be online, but it requires them to understand the digital world. So, we all know digital literacy is becoming increasingly important in today's world as technology continues to play a central role in our daily lives, including our social interactions and education. Identifying information accurately and validating it is crucial as the digital world is getting more and more cultured.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now this question, how do you improve your digital literacy? One of the important steps to improve your digital literacy is to seek out and use various sources of learning. You can enroll in online courses, workshops, or webinars that cover topics related to digital literacy, such as digital citizenship, digital security, or digital storytelling. You can also find free or low-cost resources, such as blogs, podcasts, videos, or ebooks that offer tips, tutorials, or best practices. Moreover, you can learn from your own experience by experimenting with different tools, platforms, or formats, and reflecting on your outcomes. Perhaps you as a listener ask, can technology affect human morality? This is not an esoteric test question from a college philosophy class, but a real growing concern about leading technologists and thinkers. Technologies like social media, smartphones, and artificial intelligence can create moral issues at a scale, and technology experts specifically and society generally are struggling to navigate these issues. On the other hand, technology can empower us with better information on the consequences of our action, as when we use the internet to research how to reduce our environmental footprints. In the past, such information may have been inaccessible or impossible to source. But today, we can easily arm ourselves with data that helps us make choices we perceive to be more moral. On the other hand, technology can bring out our worst behaviors. Social media platforms can serve us content that enrages or depresses us, making it more or less likely we will take immoral actions based on our feelings. These platforms also can be used by bad actors to take immoral actions more easily.
Many of these experts, they do say that many of the mental health challenges that we see, especially in the younger generation today, is because of their heightened usage of technology. And not necessarily the usage of technology. It's one thing to have a phone, to phone somebody, to text your parents that you'll be coming home late or you missed the bus or whatever. But it's the applications that are on these gadgets that our community, that the people are addicted to, that is causing these issues of mental health and other challenges that people are going through. You know, you look at these applications, which are all free to download, but as we know, when something is free, it doesn't mean that the companies just like us so much they want to hand out apps. No, we become the products. They're mining data about us. And, you know, you might think, well, it's all innocent. I'm not doing anything illegal or bad online. But it's not a matter of, you know, us or of them using our data about us, about our likes, what we're following on social media. It's more so the fact that they can begin to tailor content that is going to impact us. You know, you look at one video maybe, or you Google some article about some very obscure topic, and then you'll instantaneously see that video's content about that begins to flood your feed. Right? And even if you didn't want it, you were just doing a research project on something completely irrelevant. But it's as if they know that you want more content on that, and they begin to feed that to you, you know, to validate what you're looking at and to give you more of it. Even if you don't want it, it still comes in the message feed on your social media.
So practical topic to discuss about, so come for another one on the other episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You want to look at our archive, so go to parstoday.ir. There is Call of Islam tab there. Inshallah, we meet you soon. So till another episode, we leave you in Allah's blessings and fi amanillah.
In the dark, I close my eyes. in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every